The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. WKNO's Culture Desk looks at some of its essential works spanning 10 decades. This week, curator Stanton Thomas reflects on a presidential portrait added to the museum in 1946.
As you probably heard, Andrew Jackson is on the move. Moving, that is, to the back of the $20 bill. History is finally catching up with him. When I was a child, Jackson was always held up as an icon of strength, democratic ideals, and unwavering courage. And that's certainly how he appears in a striking oil painting by Ralph E.W. Earle from 1833. Jackson's head is high and proud, ready to defend the country. The scabbard of his sword is prophetically inscribed, "Our Federal Union, it must be preserved." Earle was probably a bit of a hero worshiper. When Jackson was elected president in 1828, Earle went with him to Washington, D.C., and subsequently dubbed himself the King's Painter. Jackson's legacy isn't nearly as unblemished as our portrait. To his credit, he was one of the original founders of Memphis. To his detriment, he signed the Indian Removal Act of 1830, which later brought thousands of Native Americans through our city on a tragic relocation we call the Trail of Tears. On one hand, Jackson founded the Democratic Party on the promise that ordinary voters would have as much power as established elites. On the other, he was a wealthy planter who owned hundreds of slaves. Fittingly, his image on the $20 bill will be replaced by Harriet Tubman, a patriot who fought tirelessly for the rights of African Americans and women. The next time you visit our portrait of Andrew Jackson, consider how it stands up to the scrutiny of history. I'm Stanton Thomas, curator of European and decorative art at the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see today's featured work of art.